James, it was a great day of joy here in Accra, Ghana. Lots of celebrations. I have never been part of this kind of energy before. So much tension and jubilations at the same time as the Ghanaians watch their team putting on a great performance against a formidable opponent in South Korea. You know, jubilations everywhere, the sounds of drums, live music, cars honking on the streets. Ghanaians are really happy that their boys were able to pull off this win. Remember, James, the Black Stars needed this for them to keep their hopes alive in this tournament, and they needed to beat South Korea for them to advance past the group stages. And thanks to their youngster, Mohammed Kudus, they did it and did it decisively.
Do you think, Jackson, that the coach made some changes because he was criticized after that first game?
Absolutely, James. I think one of the main reasons why they were able to pull off this win is that they made some tactical changes, and this is a credit to Coach Otto Addo. He changed his game by pushing more of the offensive, bringing in different guys from his roster, expansive roster of mainly young guys, to bolster his defensive formation, what they call in soccer parlance as the 4-3-3 system, where there are more attacks. And guess what? The South Koreans felt the attacks, James. So, James, during the game, I was watching the game outside of the Ghana Broadcasting Center, where they had like hundreds of people, part of, you know, fans from around the country, including some female teams that play in the local leagues here, some fan groups. And I spoke to some of them about what they thought was the difference maker in this game today. This is what they said.
Ghanaians were very determined to win this game. They went all out. Their presence was superb. And they weren't giving the Korean team to possess the ball too much, even though they were having their chances, but they were blocking most of their chances. So I think Ghana went all out. They gave all their best today.
Nail biting.
Yeah.
I mean, you have considered even under 5 minutes again.
Yeah.
Just as we did against Portugal. So, you know, it was a bit difficult. But, you know, we're glad that the Black Stars.
There was a lot of tension, right?
Absolutely.
I could feel the tension.
Absolutely.
But also, and the vibe was amazing. Yeah.
Amazing, especially after the third goal,
yeah.
You know, and then the
when
the
people are now confident that we've got this in the bag.
So, you know, we've got Uruguay next, and Suarez.
You're coming for Suarez.
We're coming for him.
The other exciting match was that of Cameroon.
Yes, oh my goodness. James, we know at some point, we know when we're watching Cameroon, people lost hope. But, you know, there's a reason why these guys are called the Indomitable Lions, okay? Do not count them out until the final whistle, and they showed why.
Let's look ahead, Jackson. Let's look ahead to today, Tuesday. Senegal, yeah. The Lions of Teranga are taking the field against Ecuador. What can you tell us?
James, both of these teams are really strong. And they're coming in with a lot of pressure because, remember, these are some of the most decisive games in their group stages. They need these wins. But the Lions of Teranga have shown that they have what it takes to beat even some of the best teams. So I would not really count them out. And, you know, again, Ecuador comes again with the hunger and the anger at the same time. They want to win, but I think I will give this one to the Lions of Teranga.
Thank you very much, Jackson. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, James.